Good morning, Mr. Smith. How are you?
Oh, so damn good, man. Wish I was back east at the moment, but currently I'm in Los Angeles where the sun exploded and everything's on fire, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
So damn hot out here. Looking forward to coming back to humid old Jersey.
Well, it is a little hot here this week, but yeah, you got a couple events coming up. So you're doing an event both at the Jay and Silent Bob Stash comic book store in Red Bank, and you get some Q&A's live event at the Smod Theaters Atlantic Highland as well. So tell me a little bit what's going on here, Kevin.
So I tend to get back to Jersey about once a month because, you know, we have the comic book store there. We've had it for, oh, what year is this? It's coming up on year 20. Is it? No, it's not year 30. I think it's year 28.
Wow.
Comic book store, which, don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of my career in film and whatnot, but keeping any brick and mortar open, like, let alone a comic book store for nearly three decades, is low-key one of my proudest accomplishments. I mean, it probably has a lot to do with the fact that I don't run it from day to day. I would have destroyed it a long time ago. So it was Walter for years, Walter Flanagan from Comic Book Man, and now Mike Zapsik from Comic Book Man.
And Mike is great, by the way. He's a terrific guy.
He's such a delight, man, and just knows comics through and through, and has been with us for like 30 years at this point. So I try to get back at least once a month. I didn't get back all throughout July because I've been traveling for the previous 2 months doing a tour with Jay called the Oral Sex Tour. And then we did the Dogma Resurrection Tour and then went back out with Jay. So then I had to come home and relax for like a month. So August 2nd, I'm going to be at Smod Castle, my movie theater, Smod Castle Cinemas in Atlantic Islands, New
right.
Jersey. Shooting a stand-up special shooting my birthday show for a stand-up special, doing a live comedy show and shooting it for the next evening with thing that I put out and stuff. So figure, you know, it's my 55th birthday, feels like a milestone. This way I can capture a bunch of material I've been doing for a while and then stop doing that material and start doing some new stuff. So that's August 2nd. August 3rd, I sold out though. August 3rd, we're having a signing at Jay and Silent Bob Secret Stash this week. I had a new comic book come out, Archie Meets Jay and Silent Bob, which is like one of my favorite things I've ever written. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's my characters crossing over with the classic Riverdale characters who've been around for 80 years.
Sure.
And shockingly, the characters blended fairly well. So we're having a signing on August 3rd at Secret Stash, where I'll be signing. I just did a book recently for Marvel, Spider-Man, Giant Size Spider-Man. It was only a 15-pager. But then I've got the Archie Meets Jay book, and then my book, Quick Stops, which is a comic book that I published with my label, Secret Stash Press, that Dark Horse puts out. The first book in Volume 3 comes out that weekend, too. So we're doing a big signing at the Stash, and it goes for like 4 or 5 hours. And then at night, head over to Smod Castle Cinemas, and we're doing a first and last ever live recording of a podcast I do with my daughter, Harley. It's called Beardless. How do I say it in the middle? Beardless Dickless Me. You can click that.
Yeah.
And it's we've been doing it for a year, and this is like the first time we're doing it live, and the last time. As soon as we do it live, the show ends forever. So it's a big weekend, man. Like, after that, we're showing Yoga Hoses late at night, which is going to be fun. It's a movie I made that like nobody likes. So watching it on a big screen with people late at night should be a fun thing. It is kind of made to be a midnight movie of sorts. So, yes, bring in Double Nickels, man, 55, right there where it all happened. I was born in Riverview Hospital in Red Bank. So on my birthday, I tend to try to be back. It's as close to the hospital as possible, man, just so I could start the next cycle.
You know,
like the year begins, the same place where it began for all these years of my life. So, it's going to be a heck of a weekend if you're into Kevin Smith. If you hate Kevin Smith, oh my God, stay away from both the comic book store and Smod Castle Cinemas that weekend, because I'm just going to be there constantly.
Right there on.
I love it, man.
Yeah, right there on Broad Street in Red Bank. Now, speaking of podcasts, Kevin, you've got a podcast studio in the Bellworks now in Homedale, right? It's a beautiful space.
That's not mine. That is, I've been there because me and Muse during the pandemic, I believe we did a podcast out there. But Bing Chen, who has his company Shared Universe, I think he podcasts there quite a bit.
Well, they get your picture in a window. I just kind of assumed it was yours. They fooled me.
Oh my God! How delightful to have my picture up at a place that I didn't ask it to be up. You know, normally I have to bug people. I was just walking past. What was the Comedy Store the other day? And like, I sold out the Comedy Store a couple times in my career, and they've got people's names all over the wall. And I was like, wait a second, am I on the wall? And I was going to call my agent this morning and be like, can we call the Comedy Store and see if I can be on the wall too? Because I sold out a lot of times. So it's nice to hear that Bell Labs is like, we put your shit up for nothing. You didn't even have to ask us.
I don't know who put it up, but yeah, somebody put it. You'll appreciate this as a Jersey guy. I have an ambition to have our picture up at Harold's Deli in Edison, my favorite sandwich place.
That makes sense, man. There's some places where I walk into still to this day where I'm like, oh, man, can I be up on the wall?
Yeah.
But then in my, if I feel that way, I just have to be like, hey, can I bring you a signed picture? There's a Philly cheesesteak place out here I used to go to. Years back, and whenever I'd look up at the wall, and I had like East Coast celebrities, mostly Philly based, but the people on the place saw me like looking up at them all the time. And goes, you want to be up there? And I said, oh, I would love to. And goes, you're not Philly, but you're close enough. So they put my signed picture up there as well. It's pretty awesome.
That is cool. Well, I'd be remiss, especially this week, if I didn't ask you about Superman. Have you seen the movie? Do you like the movie? How do you feel about the movie, Kevin?
I enjoyed it so much. It's so heartfelt. So what everything a summer movie should be, fun, frivolous. I love comic book movies of all stripes, but there's been a tendency recently, particularly with the DC stuff, to make it as realistic as possible. Like the Robert Pattinson Batman movie.
Yeah.
Like this is what Batman would be like in the real world. The problem is the more realistic they make it, at least for me, the less interested I am. This is fantasy stuff and should be played like fantasy. You don't need Batman. There are, authorities in the world and whatnot, and like the people that fight crime and bust criminals, I believe they're called the police and whatnot. So you don't really need a guy in a cape and a mask, especially when that mask would inhibit your peripheral vision so you get punched or shot in the head multiple times over before you'd get like a year of crime fighting done. So when they make it realistic, like I remember watching Reacher, season one of Reacher on Amazon. And then I went to see The Batman because it was out at that time.
Right.
And it like Reacher just made The Batman seem kind of silly. Like Reacher's out there breaking necks and killing people. And the Batman is daintily beating him up and trying not to kill them while wearing this heavy outfit that, like, you can easily take advantage of this guy as a fighter left and right. So the more realistic they try to make it, the more you see the seams and you're like, oh, this is ridiculous. This is a child's story. So I love when they lean toward what they are, when they lean into it, as the kids say. And James Gunn's new Superman movie leans into its comic book origins. There's a little dog with a cape that flies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could not make that happen in one of these. It's like, this is what Superman would be like in the real world. You know, nobody would go for that. So for me, I'm not saying every comic book movie needs to be silly, and I don't think this movie is silly, but I think it's as frivolous as a comic book. Superman is the stuff of pure fantasy. You know, Batman, at least you can get your head around going like, well, you know, someone trained really hard and put on those clothes. Maybe their parents died when they were young. Enough trauma could make a Batman because he has no superpowers. But the Superman character is like, number one, he's an alien from another planet. Number two, he can fly. Number three, you can't shoot him. Bullets bounce off his chest. All of this is, you know, the just stuff of fantasy. So presenting it as such, you know, I think makes all the difference. And I'm not saying like, you know, Man of Steel didn't work. I enjoyed it. I remember being a kid and being like, why won't someone make a movie but serious? How come they won't make a comic book movie that's real serious and treats it seriously? And they did for a while. And, you know, now I'm like, okay, please, you know, treat it unseriously. please, like, let's go on an adventure, for heaven's sakes. And we did. It was a pure summer movie. But more than that, you know, it's a pure summer movie about a superhero whose greatest superpower is empathy.
Right.
You know, never mind strength and whatnot. This is a guy who cares. He talks about turning himself in at one point in the movie with Lois. And she goes, why? Why are you doing that? He goes, I don't know. He's like, maybe I'll find out where they took the dog because Crypto goes missing. And she's like, he's just a dog. And he's like, I know. And he's not a very good one either. He's gone, but he's alone. And he's probably scared. Like, that is the essence of Superman. You know what I'm saying? Never mind saving people from falling buildings and kaiju. This is a dude who cares about the dog.
Yeah.
Like, enough to, like, put himself in harm's way. So it was so beautiful. I went on Thursday to a 2 o'clock show. Paid cash money, never mind premieres and stuff. And then after the movie, I went back to see it at a 9 o'clock show that night. So I saw it twice in the same day, and it held up both times. It's just lovely, man. Like, you know, you can poke it, like, some of the stuff that steps away from the source material or whatnot. But he was so true to the spirit of comics, to the essence of comics, particularly Superman. He went deep into his history. Ultraman is an old-ass character.
Right, right.
Not a new creation and stuff. So, it shows that James did his homework, to say the least. But just like those Guardians of the Galaxy movies, this movie had so much heart. Like, these people care about each other. And this guy, most of all, cares about everybody. And so it was just a delight, man, as a summer movie. And if you go in with no agenda, a lot of people are like, this has to save DC Comics, man, and DCU and the Warner Brothers. No, not at all. It doesn't have to do any of those things. If anything, it just has to distract you from the horrible real world. And man, oh man, that did. And, you know, granted, you went in and saw a kind of mirrored reflection of our world and things that are going on there. But that's what's beautiful about a movie is escapism. You know, I went into that movie theater and Superman, by the end of that 2-hour movie, the ship sorted in their version of either the Middle East or Russia and Ukraine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In our world, that's not sorted. But in a movie, you know, that's the joy of a movie. 3 acts and a guy who can fly, wears a cape, who just wants to do the right thing, can bring it all home and make life better. Like, we don't have that in the real world. So how enjoyable to, like, you know, cough up. I mean, unfortunately, I was paying Los Angeles prices and not Smodcastle cinema prices. I could have seen it for $7. but instead, I had to pay $20 a ticket for me and my wife. $40 I paid, man. And I was fully entertained. I was going to say I'd pay double, and I did by going back again. So it's worth everybody's time. You know, it's just what a summer movie should be. And if you don't go in there, you know, like some people expecting it to do things it's not supposed to do or things that aren't our responsibility. You know, they've made the box office over the last 40 years a factor that the public interacts with movies on. You know, like, hey man, what did it make and where is it in the top 10 and stuff like that. So there are people, in particularly online, a large contingency of folks who are deeply invested in the business of movies, even though they're not in the movie business, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, you know, going into this, there was lots of talk of, like, can this save Warner Brothers? You know, they've had a bad track record with comic book movies and stuff. And I didn't really pay attention to any of that because I'm not a Warner Brothers shareholder. I don't give a shit. I just wanted to, you know, take a journey. I just wanted to go see a movie. And with no agenda, I walked out just pleased as punch. Reminded me of my childhood. Reminded me of walking out of seeing Superman when I was, you know, 8, 9 years old. Reminded me of walking out of seeing Raiders of the Lost Ark. Reminded me of walking out of seeing even Avengers Endgame to some degree. You know, it's just when these things are well done, the stuff of fantasy, and they pack it with enough empathy and human emotion, and they reflect just enough of our world while still taking us on the journey of the impossible, as a movie should. A good movie, not a Kevin Smith movie. Kevin Smith movies happen in the real world because, you know, I don't have any special effects and shit. But you go to a movie, a summer movie like this, man, it transports you and makes you feel good about being a person. My wife, I love her to death, but she came from one of the coldest people in the world.
Uh-oh.
And we came out of that movie, she's crying. She was like, I cried three times. She was like, I must have needed that. And I was like, yeah, well, we all need to think somebody's come and save us. Like, but, you know, that's not the case. But it's nice to, you know, indulge in that fantasy. It's nice to take that journey. It's nice to think that Superman will sweep in to save the day. And why he'll sweep in to save the day, as portrayed by David Corenswet, just because he's got a good heart.
Like, yeah.
He was raised right by parents, you know, who found him in Kansas. And I thought that was a beautiful touch. His parents, you know, normally they're, of course, in Kansas, a couple always finds young baby Kal-El and raises him to be Clark Kent and stuff. But, you know, in almost every incarnation, cinematic incarnation of Kents, you know, they sound like, they don't sound necessarily regional, to say the least. You know, they've got non-accents in most of the movies. And this is like one of the first Superman movies I can remember where they play them with Kansas accents. So his mom's like, hi, Clark, we saw the article in the Daily Planet. And there was something really charming about that, man. Like, that's what made Superman, is, you know, that very kind of out of central casting version of Kansas farmer parents who just have, you know, strong morals, didn't have children of their own, have a farm, and laid the foundation for a morality that this kid will now function under and save the world time and time again. It built a superhero. So it's such a lovely story about blended family, if you want to look at it that way. You know, I know people get out of sorts arguing about whether, you know, I guess Fox got out of sorts because somebody was like, this is a story of an alien. They're like, no, it's a story of an orphan. It's like, well, it's actually both.
Yeah, it is.
One doesn't negate the other. But it has forever been the story of an alien. It is literally the story of a boy from outer space who washes up, you know, on the shores of planet Earth. While he could destroy the planet, chooses to do good. I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy how much lip service will give such a, you know, silly idea, like an idea that was literally manufactured for children. But we carry it in our hearts as adults. I'm a 55-year-old man, and I was rolling tears in that movie theater. And I know better. I've seen behind the curtain. I make movies for a living, not good ones like that, but I mean, I know how the sausage is made and stuff. And still, you know, at my age, it doesn't matter, man. There's something about Superman that brings out the kid in everybody. You do it right. There's something about Superman that'll bring the kid out in anybody. You know, the hopeful, hey, maybe things are going to work out.
Well put. This is Inside Ball, but before I let you run, I got to ask, were you thinking to yourself, thank God there's crypto and not a giant spider in this movie?
I mean, yes, hands down. But oddly enough, a giant spider would have been at home in this version of Superman. He fought a giant kaiju, for heaven's sake.
Right.
So, if anything, it could have lived in there, but I was delighted to see no aspect of any of the Superman that I was familiar with, the John Peters Superman.
Right.
But James is a big comic book guy and has been forever and whatnot. So, at one point, he told me, like, in my Daredevil comics, and I was like, that is deep cuts, because he was working, you know, on, like, Scooby-Doo and shit like that by the time I started writing comics. So the fact that he knew my stuff, I was like, wow, that was pretty deep cuts. So it shows in everything he does. He adores these characters and handles them well. If we're going to hand somebody over our toys to play with, like, hand it to that loading gun.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, again, you got a couple events here. Looking forward to seeing you back in Jersey. And, Kevin, it's always a pleasure, man. Thanks for coming on and making some time for us.
Such a pleasure. I can't wait. I'll be there August 3rd, everybody, at the Secret Stash signing comics and at Smod Castle doing a live show with my kid. Watch me literally age in front of your eyes, man. 55.
Yeah, early happy birthday too, Kevin. Thanks again, man. We'll talk to you next time.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for talking.
Back at you. Take care. Bye. Sorry, I nerded it up a little bit there.